Hey everyone. Welcome back to Surviving and Thriving in Depression, your daily dose of real talk about navigating the ups and downs, or should I say, the roller coasters of depression. I'm Sienna Cruz, your host, here to guide you through it all with a dash of humor, a whole lot of heart, and maybe just a tiny sprinkle of chaos because, let's be honest, life with depression can feel like that sometimes, right? Today we're diving into something super important. Creating a safe space for yourself during those tough depressive episodes. Ever felt like you're drowning in negativity, surrounded by swirling thoughts that make even getting out of bed seem impossible? Yeah, I've been there, trust me. It feels like the whole world is pushing against you, and sometimes the only thing keeping you afloat is your inner sanctuary, that safe space where you can retreat, recharge, and simply be. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you build that haven. First off, ditch the pressure to be positive. Like, seriously, trying to force positivity during a depressive episode is like trying to swim upstream against a raging current, exhausting and ultimately ineffective. It's okay to feel your feelings, even the heavy, uncomfortable ones. Acknowledging them instead of fighting them is the first step towards healing. Imagine it like this. You wouldn't try to sweep dirt under the rug and pretend it wasn't there. You'd address it, clean it up, and move on. Depression feels a lot like that. It needs to be acknowledged, processed, and dealt with, not swept away. Next up, create physical boundaries. This means literally creating a space where you can feel safe and secure. It could be your bedroom, a cozy corner in your living room, or even just a quiet spot under a tree in the park. Decorate it with things that bring you comfort, soft blankets, calming colors, maybe even some fairy lights if those spark joy for you. Think of this space as your personal recharge station, where you can disconnect from the outside world and reconnect with yourself. Third, curate your digital diet. Social media can be a double-edged sword, especially when you're struggling. Constant exposure to curated lives and seemingly perfect moments can amplify feelings of inadequacy and loneliness. So take a step back. Unfollow accounts that drain you, mute those triggers, or even take a temporary break from social media altogether. Remember, your mental well-being comes first. Now, let's talk about engaging in self-care activities. This isn't about bubble baths and face masks, although those are awesome. It's about finding things that genuinely nourish your soul. It could be reading a good book, listening to music that makes you feel alive, taking a walk in nature, or even just spending time with loved ones who truly understand you. These activities help replenish your energy and remind you that there's still beauty and joy to be found, even amidst the darkness. Finally, remember that you are not alone. This is crucial. Depression can feel isolating, but know this. Millions of people struggle with it every day. Reach out to a trusted friend or family member, join a support group, or seek professional help. Talking about your experiences, sharing your feelings, and knowing that others understand can make a world of difference. Now, let me tell you a story about Sarah. She's a freelance writer who often felt overwhelmed by the pressure to be productive and meet deadlines. When she hit a rough patch, she started feeling isolated and anxious. But one day, she decided to create her own safe space, a cozy corner in her apartment filled with calming colors, soft blankets, and a bookshelf overflowing with inspiring books. She also began taking walks in the park every morning, listening to uplifting music, and journaling her thoughts and feelings. Slowly but surely, Sarah started feeling better. She realized that carving out time for herself, nurturing her mental well-being, and connecting with others were essential to her recovery. Remember, creating a safe space is a continuous journey, not a destination. There will be ups and downs, days when you feel strong and days when you need extra support. But by implementing these strategies, acknowledging your feelings, setting boundaries, curating your digital diet, practicing self-care, and connecting with others, you can build a haven where you can truly heal and thrive. So, what's one small step you can take today to create a more safe and supportive space for yourself? Share it in the comments below and let's inspire each other. And remember, you're not alone on this journey. I'm here with you every step of the way. Until next time, keep shining your light, my friends.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.